Hi, Lori, is this the right link?
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know. I resent, you know, the panelist link, but I sounds like maybe you guys didn't get it today.
Did not get it.
Oh, no. Yeah, so this link's fine because I can then just switch you over. So not okay. A problem. Wonder what happened.
Yeah, I didn't get it either, Lori.
Let me see if I can.
The internet. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, because you just basically click this thing that says resend, and then it just, you know, supposed to happen. I don't get any confirmation that it actually happened or anything. So, hi, Larry.
Turn on your audio.
We can't see your mouth, Larry, so we can't even tell if you're speaking and you're on mute.
Larry, you're on mute.
Am I on?
You are. Hi, Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon, did you get your link today?
Not in the usual way.
Yeah, I wonder.
Part of my reminder, the calendar.
And then yeah. The
calendar, so that's what I did.
No, I did send it, but I'm not sure why no one got it.
Well, my inbox is so full. I just clicked the closest thing I thought would get me hooked up. So
it worked. Yeah.
We can all be guests.
Well, I've promoted everybody to panelists. So you should all be like where you should be.
Okay.
Like most of us are making it here. Thanks, Lori. Is my audio very soft?
No,
it is. Well, I think it is.
All right. Well, I always have this problem. I need some new earphones. So let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Sharon. Hi, Javier. Brian's right. On. Sophia's on.
So I think the only person we are missing is Mayor Mata. Oh, there he is. Did you promote? You promoted him to Lori. Okay. We all figured out the back door way in. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to call the last meeting of 2020 of the Burien Airport Committee to order at whatever time it is, 6:05. And everybody's here. The first item on our agenda, as usual, is approval of minutes from our last meeting. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Mayor Mata, Sharon seconds. Is there any discussion? And Lori, I don't know if you want to pull them up. I mean, it may be easier during this. I can show my screen if you want, or Lori, if you want to show your screen. If it's up to you, Lori. There you go. Thanks. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye or raising your
hand.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. Any abstentions? All right. Passes unanimously. Thanks, Lori. Let's see. So the next item on our agenda is discussing, we've got three letters we're working on. So the first one is the port, the one to the port commissioners, asking them to be on our side in terms of working with the FAA on the 250 turnover Burien. So there is a draft in your packet that I sent out last week for review. One question I have on it, so I'm going to open this up for comments here in a minute, but you'll see where I highlighted multiple attachments to this with the thinking in my mind that we would provide a lot of the sort of a full context and background for the port commissioners, because they're aware of it, but I'm not sure how many of them have paid close attention to it. However, that means it's going to be a lot of pages of attachments. And sometimes that can have diminishing returns when you put too much information into an email or into a letter. So I would like to hear your thoughts on what we should include. I think the attachment that actually shows, which is attachment C that's in this, which shows the number of flights. And Debbie and Sharon, I teed this up a little bit differently to hopefully demonstrate a little more impact in terms of sort of total number of flights that actually occurred during this summer versus last summer and the number of days rather than an average, because the average wasn't really significant. It was significant. It was a couple of flights more per day, obviously. But so anyway, so I have a question for you all on just the attachments and the strategy here and whether we should put them all in. They're not, I didn't have them all at hand, so it will be a lot of pages. So any thoughts, comments on these letters?
I think it'd be a good idea to say that the briefs, the CADEX and the limited update are available upon request, because we have the court decision and we have our correspondence with the FAA. And I believe that's adequate enough to send with, you know, and then just list out the briefs, the CADEX, and the limited update are available upon request. Because nobody's going to read it. None of them are going to read it.
Right. Well, and this is Sophia, and, you know, people may not read it, but for the purposes of documentation, because this is a good paper trail, and I realize there's a lot of documents, but it creates a package, I think, that comes together. And I would prefer attachments to it to show that they've had all the information when you sent this letter, even though they can get it somewhere else.
Yeah, we can send it. I mean, I assume, you know, pretty much everything gets sent via email. So I assume we will email this letter to them. And then what we could do is have a PDF that went along with it that was the 50 or 60 pages that was the full documentation. And that was my thinking, Sophia, that, you know, this letter will capture sort of the history here and lay it out for the port commissioners as well as anyone else that wants to go back, because it's not easy to find these, all these documents.
Yes, I agree with you.
But others' thoughts on this?
Well, I don't have the right answers to have the attachments or not have the attachments. So I am a little bit uncertain if there's a right answer to this. So I'm not likely to spend a lot of time talking about it. I think it's a great letter.
Yeah, I would agree. I agree with Jeff. I think it's a great letter. Attachments, non-attachments, via email, you know, they can drill down and look at them if they want them. and have them as part of the package, my consensus would be it's better to have them there than not have them there.
One option, because I do think the flight data is the impactful part of this. One option would be to put that table actually in the letter, not make it an attachment, keep the rest of it, the documentation, the correspondence, the court decisions, as part of a PDF packet, so that we have that table, which is on the next page or two here, that shows the difference between the flights in 2019 and 2020, right in the body of the letter. So that would be another alternative rather than putting it in a separate PDF.
I agree that that table should go in the letter, with the letter.
Yeah, in the body of the letter. I mean, we can wrap the text around it.
That would work.
Yeah, I would say that's a good idea.
Okay. I'm not hearing any objections, so sounds like in terms of the letter's okay. If no one has any edits to it, I think some of you offered some grammar changes, and I incorporated some of those, or incorporated those that I think we really needed. But we'll wrap the table, we'll put the table in the letter, and then make a PDF of the other documents. That sound reasonable? And Lori, I don't know if this is something you can help with. I couldn't find in my files all of those court documents, and that particularly attachment A. So I think some of them are in there, but it was attachment A I was missing.
I'm guessing I can work with Brian to find those.
Or maybe Garmin.
Or Garmin, yep.
What is attachment A?
Attachment A is, the copies of the various court petitions and communications we've had with the FAA. So that up until the 2019, the November 2019 court ordered requirement that the FAA look at the term as part of the SAMP. So attachment B and attachment, I sent to Lori. So attachment B, I think, is what's here in this document, page 7 of the packet. I need to sort this out. I mean, my intent here, and then attachment D is the David Sumi letter, which is on page 13 of the packet. My intent here was to try to create a record in one place. And so I may not have gotten all of this quite right, which is maybe where we could have Garmin's help to sort of pull it into one place.
So let me ask a question real quick, Nancy. Does this have to go before the council to get approved to be sent out, or is this ready to go now to be sent out?
The council has to, that since the council will sign this, the council needs to approve it.
Okay. All right.
So, and that, it's on the agenda for Monday night.
Okay. Very good.
So Nancy, this is Sophia, and in terms of council's education, because there's a number of new counselors like myself, but they aren't able to sit in this committee and hear the details. I think that's another reason why I would prefer an attachment, because if they're going to look through it and they want to skim the supports that you want to attach with this letter, that's just another benefit, is that they'll be able to have the opportunity to skim these documents if they're right on hand as a handout for council.
Yep. Brian, I just noticed you have your hand up. Sorry, I was looking at my packet and not the screen.
So thank you. In addition to this letter, I wanted to suggest that as the city manager is the START representative for the city of Burien, is that I would like to craft a letter that's comparable to this one that would be sent to Justin Biasu with the FAA, who is also on START, and also David Sumi as the FAA Northwest Region, that comes from me asking for information and assistance in addressing these issues that are contained in the letter.
It seems like that's a reasonable thing to do. You will notice, I guess that was the other question I had on this letter, is who we should CC, because the alternative is to CC David Sumi and Justin Biasu and our federal and our state reps. So, you know, rather than crafting multiple letters, that others have the benefit of seeing what the council is asking the port to do.
So as a representative of Burien on START, and along with these individuals who are now part of START, I'd like the opportunity to build some type of relationship with them in order to not have it be to find some progress with them as a part of the START representative and as part of the START forum.
Well, so I guess my confusion, Brian, is we've written a letter to David Sumi and have asked that, and that's what this attachment D is. We never got a response from him. So I'm a little unclear what we're asking something different potentially of them than what's being asked here.
I'd like the opportunity to try and make a difference and establish a relationship with these two individuals who are part of START to see if I can get a response.
Why do you think you would?
Because I'm a part of the ART group, I'm representing the city of Burien. I am not an elected official. I am a part of a comparable position with them. We're newly back with ART. Both of these individuals are at the table now, which they haven't been in the past. And I'd like to try and have an effort to make a difference going forward.
Jimmy.
Thank you. I'll tell you where, to me, I don't have a problem with the letter or the backup. I think it's important. I just do believe that we need to have, and that's the one thing that I'd like the airport committee to know, because I serve on this committee, not only as a part of the committee, but also as a council member. And I want to make sure that it's clear that at least what I heard from the council as a whole is that the city manager is representing Burien on airport issues under the direction of the city council. So he was able to go back and bring back information on the 13 points. And I still, as a council member with voting direction, expect the city manager to come back on the 13 points. So that's one. Two is that the administration is changing. You know, we have Biden, who has won as president of the United States. We just met with the senators. We're telling the senators that we want Biden and his board to make sure that they're listening to what's going on with the airport in these surrounding communities. So at least where I'm at as a council, so here as a member of the committee, I can give my perspective, but when I go to the council and I have to vote on this, I want to make sure the city manager is on board and the committee and with the chair of the airport committee, because I look for a city manager to help guide the city council, and at least he guides me hey, where are we at? How much can we push? Those 13 points that we sat down as a city last time, I still expect those 13 points to be responded somehow. That was the direction of the council. The council's told them to go negotiate for us. So anything that is going to view like there's somebody else in Burien negotiating for Burien, that would be concerning to me. And I think that the council, that needs to be brought to the council. At this point, the council has appointed Brian, for the city of Burien to go in there and negotiate for Burien the 13 points and to continue to make sure that the mitigation of noise, environmental pollution, noise impacts, at least that's what I heard, unless council members who are on this call have understood differently. Thank you.
So Mayor Motto, I think you're talking about the next letter, not this letter. This letter is about the 250 turn. The next letter is about start. So I'll just come back to Brian. If you want to bring to the airport committee a draft letter for discussion, you know, at a future meeting, I don't think anybody will object. I mean, that's fine. If you've got something you want to write to start members to express what you think about the 250 turn, then that's fine. I
would respectfully ask that I believe I have the authorization to send a letter comparable to what's contained in here without having to come back to the airport committee for approval, for me to correspond with other representatives of the START group pertaining to the FAA, especially if it's in the same context and the same efforts as what is contained in this particular letter.
So I guess I would ask Brian, if David Sumi is sitting on START now, why, and especially since we're even documenting the letter we wrote to him, which we never got a response, why can't you just ask him why he's not responding? I mean, what, you know, it seems like a extra formality to somehow reference this new letter.
I will get to that point to have a conversation with him. I have not gotten to that point yet, given, you know, the short time period. I think we've had one meeting since the time that we've come back. There's been some, the federal policy group meeting and the noise group meetings, but this is all in play, and I do have a plan. That would be my plan as a STAR representative to have those conversations with these individuals. But I wanna make sure that I have the support of council. I knew that these letters were being considered by the airport committee and that would be presented to council. And so, you know, with that, you know, that would be my plan to represent the interests of Burien going forward.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? We're spending a lot of time on this. Why can't we CC the ombudsman and Brian carry this letter? And why is it too difficult to ask the council to allow him to have discussions at the START committee about this issue of the 250 degree turn?
That would be a clean way to do it. I mean,
thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. We've discussed these letters quite a bit. So Brian, you've just brought up another letter that none of us have seen. So if you want to go to council and ask them if they come to council and ask them if they want to authorize you to write a letter like this, you know, none of us on the airport committee are going to stop you. But
with all due respect, I don't believe that I need to get permission to write letters on behalf of the city of Burien in my position as a representative.
So why are you asking us?
Yeah.
Why are you asking us for permission?
Yeah, just do it. Hey, Nancy, I need to ask a question of Brian real quick, if I could. Brian, I understand at the first START meeting, David Sumi is at the table now and will be at the table to answer questions going forward. Is that what I heard?
He was at the last meeting along with Justin Biasu, who is the new liaison for the FAA. There was a great deal of conversation about the structural changes that are going to, you know, happen with START and the discussions that have happened between the six cities and the Port of Seattle. So I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I do have a plan to, as part of these changes have to do with the agenda setting as well, the formation of a steering committee, the fact that these agendas can be approved ahead of time. They have to be the steering committee, which are representatives from the six cities that are part of this. And this will create a structure and a format to be able to address these questions and have specific questions be asked of the FAA, the airlines, and other participants, you know, the Port of Seattle. So the structure is in process. It's not finalized, but I am encouraged and I am planning to give a briefing to the council this coming Monday on what's occurred since Burien has returned to START.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So back to our letter here. Are folks in agreement that we should CC David Sumi, Justin Biasu, our state and federal reps, and maybe other city managers? I mean, does it make sense to do that on this R250 turn letter here?
I would say any and all.
Yeah, I mean, is there any harm in them seeing this letter? Then I don't see a problem, right? You know, if they read it, they read it. If they're not, then, you know, we haven't lost anything.
Okay, no objections to that? All right, then I guess we will finalize this letter by creating a PDF, a separate file that includes the background documentation, incorporate the table into the body of the letter, and CC anybody and everybody we think will listen to us, ask for the port to help us stand up and work with the FAA. Everybody on board with that? We all okay? Anybody object? Yes.
On board.
I abstain from this vote until I have the ability to vote at the council meeting. Thank you.
So the airport committee, Debbie, were you a yes on that? Sophia, were you a yes on that?
I'm a yes.
Okay.
This is Debbie.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sophia?
Well, I guess I'm just confused about the controversy about who sends it to whom. And I mean, I personally don't have an issue with Brian sending a letter, you know, because it's, you know,
but let's focus.
I agree on the content. I just feel like, and we may not have to spend a lot of time on it, but I just want to say I want to support his role in trying to develop those relationships and start. I just a big question in my head about why is it either or, you know, they're when you're trying to create these bridges, I think that, you know, multiple outreaches from different people, so long as the message is consistent, is okay. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm a little confused about the either or. So
I don't think there's an either up. Or. I mean, Brian doesn't have to ask the airport committee for permission to do something on START. I mean, he doesn't. You know, mm-hmm. We can ask the council. This letter we have talked about, I'm just trying to get this letter. This has been on our work plan mm-hmm. for a long time. And I'm just trying to be able to go to council on Monday night and say, you know, the council, the airport committee, I guess it's not going to be unanimous because Mayor Mata doesn't want to vote on it. But the airport committee, you know, 6-1 said, yes, we'd like to have the council send this letter to the port commissioners indicating our concern about the 250 turn, our ongoing concern about the
250 okay, turn. Okay. Well, see, I'd kind of forgotten the overarching, which is this is going to go to the Port of Seattle commissioners. The request is the city council sends this communication. I mean, that's the bottom line in terms of what from whom goes this letter to. And so I would like to hear the input from the rest of the council as well, because I think it's confusing to vote here and then vote at city council. So I'd like to hear, I'm always informed by what other people who aren't necessarily really deeply involved, but they often have some really good comments from just being a, you know, third party observer. So I would like to wait to hear what council input is on this before voting.
I don't understand. Sorry, I'm going to be blunt here. Why yeah. you and Mayor Mata are on this committee if you're not going to make recommendations in this committee to council? And then in council, I mean, if you decide, no, you don't want to vote on it after you hear other people, obviously you can do that. But mm-hmm. I'm a little confused as to what you think your role is on this committee.
Well, I think the role is whatever each committee here. I mean, look, Councilmember Tosta, let's be, you want to start talking about honesty here. Let's be honest. You have a different perspective, different view of what you want to do with the city manager. More than anything, you want to drive the city manager's job.
Wait. You're implying things here, Mayor Mata, that have nothing to do with this letter.
Well, it does, because here we are, you're making accusations of me here, okay? So let me make accusations of you.
I'm asking what you're doing.
Here and forth and go back and forth, if that's what you would like to do here.
What are you doing on this committee?
I'm listening and participating just as much as you are, Councilmember Tosta.
Okay. You're not.
We don't.
I don't have to think like you. I don't have to think like you, Councilmember Tosta.
We create actions and we make recommendations to council. That's what we do. We don't sit and listen. We get active. We roll up our sleeves. We do the work. We do our homework.
We
read the briefs. We read the limited update. We read the CADEX. Mm-hmm. We understand. We correspond with the FA. We've been going through this for 5 years, 6 years. And we spent $500,000 on this lawsuit, and we got a favorable outcome on the lawsuit, and now the FAA wants to disregard that. The only other option we have is to sue them again, and we can't do that. Burien won't do that. Quiet Skies won't do that. So we've lost our focus, you guys. We've lost our focus. Nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and do the hard work anymore, and that's why this whole thing is disintegrating. This committee is disintegrating because we don't have one mind, one plan, one motive. Everybody's going their own direction and it's become too personal to everybody. So let's back up, agree or disagree to forward this letter to council for approval and let it go at that. And whatever council decides for Brian's marching orders, that's between you and Brian. I would recommend that Brian use this as a talking point at start. What else is there? What do you guys got? I mean, and our work plan for this year for the back has been stalled out with start and this letter and the COVID letter for months and months. We've done the work. We did the background. We've done the research. We offered our best input, our best ability. Sharon and I and others on the Quiet Skies Coalition spent days and weeks working on these projects we were tasked with by the majority of this committee. So you can take it or leave it. I don't care. I'm resigning tonight. I'm letting all of you know. I'm not going to be in the middle of these petty battles between personalities anymore.
Yep. I am. Thank you, Debbie, for that statement. We have worked on these letters this year. It's our last meeting of the year. We are trying to bring them to council because this was our work plan. And that's all we're doing. So I'm fine moving this forward on Monday night with 5 votes of the airport committee and 2 abstentions of council members who don't want to vote on the airport committee. That's fine. If that's your view, that's fine. That's your option. Larry.
I know this has gotten pretty heated here, and I would just like for Sophia and for Mayor Mata, Councilmember Sophia and Mayor Mata, I'm a little confused on this letter that's been so diligently worked on by so many people of trying to put this out there. I'm a little unclear on why you're unwilling to embrace this to send it to the full council. And if you could, enlighten me why you feel that way, I'd appreciate it.
Go for it.
So Larry, here's the thing, okay? I work very hard every day and I wake up and do my day job and I do city work, okay? I want to hear from the city manager. What is your strategy? Where are we? So here, he started talking about some things and I want to hear, okay, why? So what's going on with this letter that needs to be sent? To me, it's like, I do believe we're not working together on this. I'm passionate about this airport thing. You know, I've stopped working with some of those individuals at the airport because I'm saying, hey, until I hear back from the airport, and this thing with the start, you know, I know it's been brought up at this meeting. The council members decided to vote this down after the committee said this. It's like pitting this committee against the council. So I'm going, okay, if that's going to be the fact here, then why, you know, why vote at this committee? Hear this letter. I don't see anything wrong with what's written there. It's how we're gonna deliver it, who's gonna be representing the city, if these individuals, like when I look at Brian as the city manager, has been hired by the council, his job is everything. Mitigation, making sure that we're having meetings with the FAA, with the port, making sure he's being transparent of what's going on with the airport people. So to me, I wanna figure out, okay, how are we working together? Like for instance, I voted against going back to start, and that's just been haunting me ever since. But I did. So it's like, am I going to be punished every time that I voted for something? And the reason that I voted for us to go back to start is to start the process. Let's see if really they want to work with us, knowing that we have a new presidential candidate who just won, who's going to become the president of the United States. Our congressional leaders and our senators are going to have more clout. We just met with the senators and we talked about port issues, you know, and whether I'm on the committee or not on the committee, I'm going to continue to work on port issues. And so, look, everybody, if you feel that I'm a detriment to this committee, you know, I'll step back from the committee and, you know, listen from the council, because I think that that's kind of what's kind of starting to begin to happen here, is if it's going to that place where there's going to be some give and take and some pushing back, maybe it is that I step away from the airport committee, I hear it, my decisions based on the council. Here, what's happening is I see two different directions, one from the city manager and one from the chair of the airport committee. I really do see it that way. And here is like, when are we going to come together, really work together and figure out, you know, we had some meetings with the congressional leaders and some other elected officials. I was never notified of this. Never was I notified about it. You know, I've tried to work with council member Tosta on some meetings that I had. And then next thing, there was a meeting that was had with some of the commissioners where I wasn't invited. So I'm going, okay, I'm either going to be part of it or I'm not, right? So I think I love what Debbie just said right now. And Debbie, you know, I think it's true, right? Like, I want to come to a committee and participate. I want to be able to give my two cents and not be chastised by it. I want to be able to communicate and not, you know, be pushed back. But so I do believe that maybe it's a difference of philosophical views on, you know, council members are on this committee, that maybe, you know, if it is time for either me to step out and, you know, this comes out, because I think the way I look at it is I want to be able to go back to the port commissioners or the port staff and say, hey, I'm in line with what's going on in the city of Burien. And I have been. I haven't, you know, been to their events. They try to negotiate some things. You know, they're doing stuff at El Centro de la Raza. They're doing stuff down in South Park, where I've been asked to be there as a person of color, as an elected official. I said, no, we got issues with the port. My residents of Burien have issues with the port. Until we figure out where we go with some of these things, and I see some movements, how is it that we're going to be working with you on one hand and not working with you on the other? So that's the only reason. I want to hear from the city manager. Okay, city manager, what's your relationship with the staff at the port? How are they treating you? Are these people responding back? And then I can go back to the other elected officials and say, hey, port commissioners, they're not communicating. We should have Sam Show here at this meeting. We should be having him here and asking him questions. An elected official, we all voted for. Well, whoever, you know, they still have the same constituents they're representing. So I just have a different perspective, different ideas of where we should be going. But I respect that everybody's worked on these airport issues for 10, 15, 20 years. And so maybe it is time for me to, you know, step to the side and say, you know, you all continue to, you know, another 5 or 10 years and maybe not have us participate and learn, because it just becomes like, you know, we get beat up when that happens. So I appreciate it. And I am very sorry if I disrespected or made anybody feel uncomfortable. I did get emotional about this because I care about this issue. So thank you.
Karen.
Well, I'm not going to say much, but I think whatever palace politics are going on between council members and Brian should not be brought to this committee. The committee members have spent, well, 3-4 years now educating the electeds. And then all of this happens, it's creating chaos. And I will add my support to Debbie. I'm resigning as of tonight. I think this is ridiculous. I think that we put the work in, we've created legislative agendas, we've gone to Olympia, we've testified, we do all those things, and that gets ignored for who's gonna send a letter and who's gonna sign it and who's gonna, I mean, what pettiness that you bring into this committee. We don't have time for, I don't have time for this.
Well, I'm gonna follow up with Sharon and with Debbie, and I will just break the news right now. I've lost faith in this. Look, I was the first person who came before the city, before any of you electeds other than Nancy were there, and spoke my piece and my concern over what's taking place. And I was very naive in the beginning. But over the period of 4 years, I have learned a great deal. And in that learning process, the politics of, and I thought that I was able to get into this because it wasn't a political issue. I was concerned about every human being lives in my city of Burien. And when I stood up and spoke, I had no idea where this was going to go. But I will tell you, the hundreds of people who supported Quiet Skies to launch a lawsuit, and we were the ones who launched it, and the city took it over. And it was only because of the citizens that we represented that did that. We went to different cities, and we were invited to come to other cities because of the expertise that surrounded Quiet Skies. And we led, and we continued to lead through the whole process. Now, when the suit comes down and we win on a 2-to-1 margin, and on the 46th day, the FAA sends a letter back to the court saying, we have now complied. I'm no longer naive about the FAA. That organization, there's no accountability, and there's no way to hold the FAA accountable. We can work our fingers to the nubs. And I'm telling you, the expertise that was brought to this city, and Mayor Mata and Sophia, you were not a part of the beginning, but fighting the city was harder than fighting the FAA. But the expertise that we brought and that you still have access to, and I've made it a conscious decision. I have sold my home and I'm leaving the city because I have no faith in the ability to fight. When KC Yanamura on July 26, 2016, behind locked doors, said they don't have the money or the stamina to fight me. And she knew exactly what she was saying, and the courts found them guilty, but there's no way to hold the FAA accountable except to resue them. I feel fully responsible for bringing this suit and spending $250,000 of my beloved city when that money could have been used elsewhere. I feel terrible about that, but it's water under the bridge and there's nothing we can do to change. But to think that we could re-enter any more legal battle, KC Yanamura and David Sumi sitting at that David at that table with our city manager, Brian Wilson, knows exactly that they can bleed us to death and there's no accountability. And you can talk to your, Jayapal and Adam Smith and the senators, if you can do anything to change that. But unfortunately, the expertise the expertise that this city has had for a period of 4 years is unbelievable. It's the most fantastic group of people that I've ever been able to work with. And for that, I will be eternally grateful that I was a part of that. But as of tonight, I will be leaving the city, and I wish you all the luck in trying to continue to fight. But I will no longer be a part of it, and Quiet Skies will be disbanded. And it's unfortunate. We're not going to be here to support in the current condition. Maybe it will, someone else will come along. But the expertise that you're losing, and I say this to the city manager, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Mata, Sophia, Nancy, it's a group of people that have offered hundreds without thousands of hours helping fight this fight for the right reasons. And for that, I'm done. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. And I'm going to weigh in here because I've been leading this committee for 4 years. I'm done. I am not signing up for this committee again. It's clear that the council has lost confidence in the work of this committee. We are at odds. We have a city manager that doesn't believe that the expertise in this committee is worth listening to. And that was clear in the START decision. And so I think this committee should be disbanded. The council doesn't respect the work that we're doing. I have put hours and hours and hours into this committee. The research I did, we lost a significant strategic advantage when we decided to go back to START. And that's because some of us had been looking around the country and we saw the other models. We saw the other roundtables. We saw the way that FAA was engaging in different contexts. And I don't disagree with you, Larry. I think the FAA is a monolith. It's not something that we're necessarily going to have any influence over, but we could create different forums for community interactions. And we lost that opportunity. And, you know, we're trying the letter, the council and Mayor Mata, the council voted not only for Brian to return to START, but for our airport committee to do the research on other roundtables in the country and bring a letter back to council before the end of the year. That's what was on our agenda for tonight. And I think it's a waste of time at this point. Because the city manager wants to do something different than what our airport committee has been working on and has wanted to do. And you want to listen to the city manager? That's fine. There's no point in having an airport committee then. This is a waste of all of our time and has been now for quite some time.
I would like to add something to this, Nancy.
Just finish, Debbie. I am done. I intended to announce, I am very grateful for all of you that I have met in this, Larry and Javier and Sharon. Debbie, I knew because I worked with you on council, so I knew your depth, and Jeff for jumping into this. We've had different membership on our airport committee. We were a highly functioning committee until this past year. We did good work. We brought good letters forward. We raised community awareness. All the other communities looked at Burien and said, you're doing good work. We're going to watch what you're doing. And we've lost that this year. And it's pathetic, honestly, and embarrassing after so many of us worked so hard. So I'm done. I'm not going to be airport committee chair any longer. Other council members can pick it up, but I think there should be a serious conversation as to whether it's worth anybody spending time to bring advice to our council, because our council doesn't want to hear it.
What I wanted to add was that in the 90s, what really did us in is there were 3,000 community members that were actively engaged in fighting the third runway, and the cities worked with us. At some point, the city turned their back on us and they went their own way to make deals with the port for mitigation and other things. Dave Kaplan might not have the history of how Des Moines was working behind the backs of the people, but I was living in Des Moines at the time, and I know the kind of deals that were made that sold Des Moines out. Everyone was out for themselves. It was a sinking ship, and everyone that had power in authority as electeds were trying to grab at the last piece of furniture to float away on, while all of the communities lost. We all lost out. So, and the track record of the port to follow through on any of these fake promises is so pathetic and so sad and so horrible. So anybody that thinks they're going to extract something out of the port, the way they weasel around and make deals behind closed doors, and you've got another thing coming. You have no way to extract any of those supposed agreements. And for all of you that are thinking about adding tons of affordable housing into Burien now, know that you are bringing a vulnerable population that's at much higher risk in densely populated areas with children that will be damaged and injured by this airport pollution problem. Okay, Deb.
Let's not go down that path further. That's a
well, that was a discussion we had with Beacon Hill, and a lot of people were on that call today, including Ecology and King County International Airport, health officials. Health Department has put out their study now. Chris Johnson's released it. We okay. have some serious health problems in our city.
I'm going to suggest,
and they're all environmental justice related.
Okay, Deb, fine. I'm going to suggest, and I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to actually suggest that we end this meeting. I don't see any reason to continue to have this debate. If Brian wants to bring letters to council, Brian can bring letters to council. That's not an airport committee recommendation. Brian can do what Brian wants to do with the city council. He's the city manager. That's not what the point of this committee was when this committee was set up. So I just, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Looks like I didn't see Debbie's vote here. Brian, if you want to say something, just say it.
Say something.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to comment. I will respectfully, you know, disagree with your characterization, Nancy, of how I feel about, you know, the airport committee, or, you know, my understanding of what council, you know, believes, and their willingness to listen. I've never had a situation in my entire time here where council hasn't been receptive or willing to listen to issues that are coming from committees, from commissions, from, you know, all of our advisory committees, you know, within the city. I don't believe that there has to be things are mutually exclusive, right? You either have to go one way or the other. It's been very frustrating that we can't work together to come up with strategy. There's, you know, we get strong feelings about whether we should be in START or we shouldn't be in START. And, you know, we have so much opportunity to come together. I have found great value with the airport committee, with the members of this committee. And I, you know, extremely disappointed the fact that we can't find a way to work together to go forward. And maybe that is leadership issues that are present here that we can't come together. Larry, you know, from day one, from the day that I started here, we worked together, you know, Debbie, on issues, and we had a lot of success. Do we have some struggles currently, you know, in terms of direction for the airport committee, direction for airport related issues, tremendous amount of passion that people feel strongly one way or the other? Absolutely. But it has been really frustrating, you know, for us to explore. You know, what's really you know, I have seen progress in the last 6 weeks of you know, opportunities. And it isn't just the city of Burien. It isn't just me. I've got the six cities together to work on this thing. It is extremely frustrating that we can't come together and with different views. I'm not looking for a groupthink, you know, of everybody thinking the same way. Our strength comes with different perspectives and different things. And the fact that, you know, from a process standpoint, there are process issues. And it's unfortunate that some of this has come to fruition tonight to showcase, you know, some significant disagreements that I have with the chair of this committee and in the manner in which business is conducted within the city. I'm concerned about that. And I am in a position where I am having to work. My job is to carry out council policy, and that's all council members. And to have an environment that says that this committee or that the council in some way is against this committee is just factually wrong. That's not the case. That's not anything that I've ever heard from any council member. And I just can't understand why we can't work together to bring these things forward. And I'm very disappointed to hear about the resignations. I'm disappointed about the fact that the we're going to adjourn and everybody resigns. I mean, this is really a sad day for me because that's not where I want to go. I need the help of these community members. I'm trying, you know, I want to work with every one of you to go forward here. So my hope
I will interrupt you, Brian, because if that was the case, then you would set up weekly or at least biweekly meetings, and you could have set those up and said, I need your input. Here's my questions. Here's what I need from you. I haven't heard from you in over 4 months. I've left you numerous phone calls, not returned. And I'm telling you, if you, Mr. Wilson, really cared about this committee and about the Quiet Skies organization, you would have reached out to us and said, I need your help. That has never happened in the last 6 months.
And you would have carried the majority view of this committee to the council about whether or not to rejoin START. The majority of this committee voted not to rejoin START. And you disagreed with that, Brian. And you convinced the council that you were right. So that's where, when I say the council doesn't listen to the expertise that is in this committee, that's the evidence.
You cannot regain this expertise that you've got. I'm telling you, this committee is the most unbelievable. And I'm not putting myself there. I'm telling you the other people that, and a lot of people that you don't even know that have given us the input to advising our city. Like I said, hundreds, thousands of hours of human input to try to develop a strategy and what took place, and it's been ignored. And you, Mr. Wilson, your leadership has been terrible in trying to help this city council understand what is going on. You've gone on your own agenda and you have not seeked out the advice of these experts. And I don't know what, you know, when it comes to Walt Bala, comes to Sharon Parker, comes to Debbie Wagner, comes to Javier, comes to Jeff Harbaugh. How many of those people have you bothered to call and get their input? Put us all on a conference call and say, we need to discuss this. We need to strategize. Your leadership failed. Bottom line.
Committee, and I have been given specific direction. I am an ex officio member of this committee. And Larry, I'm really sorry that you feel that way. If one thing about being a city manager is there's tremendous challenges, there's all kinds of work. And if I didn't spend enough time with the airport committee, then I'll apologize for that. We have had partnerships going forward over the last 3 years. The last 6 months have been some of the most challenging times for this city and for me and this organization during the COVID time than at any time. And again, from the issue about START, which has got strong feelings, you know, I'm also dealing with five other cities who have interest in finding a way to go through. And so for me to carry forward, not only, you know, the message that council or that the airport committee had regarding START, but also what's the focus of the others, that information was presented to council and council made a decision. And my job is to carry out council policy. So that's what I've done. But I'm really disappointed and somewhat surprised, Larry, because that's not what
your leader doing. Your leadership has failed, Sharon. And I'm just going to leave it alone.
All right,
Sharon.
I just want to add a couple of comments, and that is that I think this committee would never have gelled, would never have come together if it hadn't been for Nancy's efforts. That I think, and she'd be the first to tell you, she and I have not always seen eye to eye on edits in a letter or a resolution. There's been a lot of back and forth. But one thing I know about Nancy is she respected us, each and every one. And she listened to us. And we made great progress because we were a collaborative unit. But it's obvious to me, and I think probably to others, is that there are some personality conflicts among you all. And I mean, you, Mayor, you, Brian, and Nancy, that it's not gelling for whatever reason. But that wouldn't change my mind about staying anyway. Everybody knows when it's time to go in their own life. And now I know it's my time to go because I'm doing this as a volunteer, for crying out loud. I'm not getting paid. I am not getting any rewards. I don't seek adulation or kudos, rewards, or anything. It's just been, you know, I knew something that the majority of people know nothing about. And I thought it was my civic duty to volunteer to provide expertise about noise management and FAA regulations and sound insulation programs, et cetera. So I've been happy to do that. But the squabbling has come from the city side, not the committee side, not the citizen members side. And so it's untenable. There's no reason for us to continue in this vein.
And I need to add to that undermining Nancy's leadership has been very damaging and detrimental. No matter how anybody felt that the leadership was going, her expertise at the city is the greatest amount of knowledge and background needed for this committee. Nobody else has brought that. And there's been time for people to get up to speed. Nancy was able to do it in a short period of time. She became very knowledgeable about the issues in a very short period. She and I worked together to get this committee started. And everybody was in agreement. We all had focus. So I always like to try to be a peacemaker in my life. But the one thing that I noted really early on tonight is that Sophia and Jimmy both wanted to go a different direction than the committee. So when you're undermining Nancy and her leadership, you're throwing out the committee's work. The committee has worked on this letter and put it together for your consideration. And so when Brian wants to assert that the council is in agreement with the recommendations, that's not true. The only two things we've accomplished lately is recommending not to go back to START and to forward this letter. Mayor Mata and Councilmember Aragon have both disagreed with that. So that's a good question as to why they're on the committee and why be there if it seems that the only purpose is to undermine the responsibilities of the chair, which we all respect. Unbecoming of leadership.
Okay, well, I believe we voted to adjourn. Yeah.
It's been my pleasure to work with all of you, and I'm leaving the city of Burien after 36 years has been a tough decision.
It's a loss, Larry. I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't continue. My wife and I have made the decision that it's time to leave the city of Burien, and it comes with a heavy heart. But I wish you all the success, and I hope that Mayor Mata and Nancy, you guys can continue the fight, whatever you're going to do. But it's time for me to fold up my tent and go elsewhere. And it's been, you know, a lot of work, but it's time to move on. So thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for your participation on this committee. Looks like we've lost Council Member Aragon, and perhaps she's paying attention to our adjournment. So I thank all of you for the service that you've given the city in this. If the city decides to continue this committee, I haven't heard from you, Jeff or Javier, but you may decide to re-up. I think everybody's up next year. Mayor Mata, you can lead the committee. You seem to want to do that, and you've got a different idea about it. So take it. It's fine. Just not something, I've done enough of this. So it's time for me to move on. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. I don't, you know, there's no point.
Thank you, Lori. You've been awesome, Lori.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
You've been amazing.
Thank you, Lori.
We couldn't have done it without you, Lori.
Good night. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays,
everybody. Good night. Bye.